This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. A classified document says Israel is facing worsening international isolation in 2015. The document sent by Israel's foreign ministry to its missions worldwide notes that Tel Aviv's worsening position on the world stage is expected to decline further. It lists a series of economic sanctions and boycotts imposed as a result of the freeze in the so-called peace talks with Palestinians, which are expected to seriously hurt Israel. The Israeli Foreign Ministry also addressed the volatile situation in the Middle East. The document expresses concerns over a possible nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries, which is now underway in Geneva. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Richard Becker, who is the author of Palestine, Israel, and the U.S. Empire, and he is joining us live now from San Francisco. Mr. Becker, thanks very much for joining us. Pardon me, he's joining us on the line from San Francisco, as I said. Mr. Becker, tell us at this time, how do you feel about this admission coming out of Israel?
Well, I think that they cannot deny the reality that Israel has become more and more isolated in the world, and that Without the support that is extended, the military support, financial support, and very importantly, the diplomatic political support by Washington, that Israel could not go on the way that it's going on. The settlement building, the expropriation of the Palestinians, the brutality against the Palestinians, that is a day-to-day feature of life in the West Bank and in Gaza, which is really a giant prison surrounded by Israeli forces, none of that could be taking place without this vital link of support from the United States. But I think that that, too, is in danger from the Israeli point of view, that the movement in solidarity with the Palestinians and against Israeli apartheid, against Israel's extreme belligerence, is growing inside the United States, and they know that it is growing.
So then, Mr. Becker, where does this leave 2015 and the years coming forward after that as well for Israel, and also the peace talks? Will this force Israel to go into the peace talks with a bit more motivation, if I may call it that?
Well, I think it's important to note that when the Israeli settlers and troops were withdrawn from inside Gaza, and back in 2005, and that was under Ariel Sharon's prime ministership, his deputy, Dov Weisskopf, said the purpose was not to move toward a Palestinian state, but to freeze the peace process. Now it's 2015. That's what's been going on for at least 10 years. It's really been going on for much longer. The Israeli leaders enter into talks with the Palestinians from time to time, really not in order to reach an agreement with the Palestinians, but to placate the United States, which is worried about the impact, the continuing impact of this conflict for their interests, for the U.S. government's interests in the Middle East. The Israelis are reaching a point of this extreme isolation that they may have to do something different. Their objective has long been to absorb as much of the land as possible of the West Bank, and that remains their objective. But they cannot resist the tide of history.
All right, well, we'll leave it there at that, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Richard Becker, author of Palestine, Israel, and the U.S. Empire, and he was speaking to us live on the line from San Francisco.